It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Hey, Mets fans, we're back. It's Future of Flushing with Vito Calisi and Jonathan Barron. Dude, aren't you pumped to just be back doing Future of Flushing?
I could hear the intro song in my head right now. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I mean, like, we don't use it every episode now because I do the little teasers sometimes.
Yeah.
Man, it's
weird.
I like
the music.
The show has been going, but we just haven't recorded an episode like this.
Yeah, well, we haven't had a full slate of minor league ball until this weekend. All the affiliates back underway. Well, I shouldn't say all. FCL Mets haven't gotten going yet. DSL haven't gotten going yet. But St. Lucie Mets, they opened their season. The Binghamton Rumble Ponies, the Brooklyn Cyclones, how could I forget? And of course, the Syracuse Mets, they've been going for a little bit here. But yeah, all the big names and some new faces are back in action. Great weekend around the system and excited to break it all down.
Yeah, why don't we start off at the top with the Syracuse Mets, who, even though they lost 5-2 on Friday, they won on Saturday. And Christian Scott just off to a fantastic start. I almost cursed. I don't know if you noticed, I almost, when I said fa, I was really close to saying something else right there. I don't know what came over me.
Well, I mean, Christian Scott, that's the kind of excitement he generates. He actually pitched on Thursday. That's when he made his long-awaited AAA debut, and he was great. Generated 20 whiffs on 51 swings against the slider, the fastball. Had at least three whiffs with all four pitch types he threw. So really no surprise. You know, a lot of guys that go to AAA, the ABS system, can mess with a guy from time to time, but it appears as if Christian Scott is just different. You know, he really burst on the scene last year. He was great with Brooklyn. He goes to AA. He dominates a really good Portland Sea Dogs team. And you're like, okay, C. Scott. Pitches the entire season there. Walks just eight guys. Now he's off to another rip-roaring start with AAA. So it just is what he is. I wouldn't be surprised if we're talking about him on Meet at the Apple sooner than later.
I mean, it's crazy. It's been really cool to see all these guys go up to the Syracuse Mets together from the Rumble Ponies. The only guy they really left behind was T-Stu at this point, right?
Blade Tidwell also, yes.
Oh, yeah, Blade Tidwell is also still down there. Yep. But, you know, it's only a matter of time. Other notes from this weekend, Mark Vientos off to a crazy hot start, slugging over 600. And then one thing everybody should keep an eye on, Drew Gilbert did leave game two of Saturday's doubleheader, and that's just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, another guy to mention is Daniel Nunez, who pitched for the Mets a little bit in spring training, a reliever, a right-handed reliever. He struck out four of the six guys he faced out of the pen in game one of Saturday's doubleheader. So it's always good to know the relievers that are on the precipice of the major leagues with, you know, doubleheaders and things like that. Might there be a call-up? Grant Hartwig was a guy who came up halfway through the season last year. So Daniel Nunez, one of those guys, along with Nate Lavender, Eric Orsi, some other guys, that could help the Mets sooner than later. So just wanted to sneak that in there. Daniel Nunez with a great outing on Saturday.
All right, let's move to the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, who played the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, one of our favorite opponent names from last year's Future of Flushing.
Yep.
Friday, they lost 8-4. Saturday, they won 9-3. Sunday, they lost 8-4. But Wander Suarez, five scoreless innings pitched, six strikeouts, retired 12 straight batters at one point. So Wander's just another guy. You're going to hear it a lot on this episode, off to a rip-roaring start, as John just said.
He is. And if you remember last year, he was promoted late in the season from Brooklyn to Binghamton, and he was fantastic. So now, going back to that promotion, he has thrown 23 straight scoreless innings to start his AA career. He had the seven-inning no-hitter last year. So another guy who, maybe not getting enough fanfare right now. There's a lot of hype around guys like Christian Scott, Dom Hamill, Blade Tidwell, Mike Vassell, but Suarez is another name to know for sure. And then on the offensive side of the
ball. I thought the Mets player development didn't have any pitching.
Well, that's a misnomer. It's a misconception.
Yeah, I thought that I heard fans all last year saying that they needed to trade for pitching, that there was zero pitching.
No, there is plenty of pitching. There is plenty of pitching. You'll hear us talk about it a lot right here on this show.
Aren't misconceptions a funny thing?
They are.
Because all we do is talk about all the pitching that's in this system. And the amount of times I have to just scream at friends of mine who try to tell me that, oh, they need to trade for pitching.
Yeah, well,
they
it's coming. I mean, you see Jose Budo right now in the major leagues making an impact. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's already here in some ways. But back to highlighting what was going on with the Rumble Ponies. On the offensive side of the ball, my biggest takeaway from the weekend was the start that Alex Ramirez is off to. Ramirez cracked the top 100 after a great 2022 season. He struggled last year. I think anyone will tell you that. He had a fantastic weekend for the Rumble Ponies. He had a double and two steals on Friday, two walks, a hit, and a stolen base on Saturday. And on Sunday, he homered, capped off the big weekend, went 2-for-4. And Jet Williams, in his first full season at Binghamton, of course, he got the promotion late last year, the last week, then plays in the playoffs. He's now starting there at just 20 years old. He had a great weekend as well, on base constantly, stealing bases. Ramirez and Williams and Matt Rudick, who's back and healthy.
Kevin Parada
had a great weekend. Rylan Thomas atop that lineup made a great catch on Friday. This Rumble Ponies team is going to be a pain in the tuchus for opponents until these guys start to be promoted, which if they continue to hit and play the way they are, it will happen. Another guy, JT Schwartz, 3 RBI on Saturday, hitting down in the lineup, a guy who just gets on base, who fouls away tough pitches. He doesn't strike out often. There are a lot of things on this Rumble Ponies to enjoy, to love. We know, obviously, last year the great season they had. And, just comprised of a lot of good talent. The bullpen as well, Junior Santos, Wilkin Ramos, they combined for 6 scoreless innings on Saturday.
And don't forget about Nolan Klenny. Struck out 4 of the 9 guys he faced out of the pen on Friday. And that's two. That's JT Schwartz and Nolan Klenny, 2 Arizona Fall League guys we got to meet when we were down there and get to know. And, you know, when we interview people, we definitely pay, I would say, a percentage point more attention to them.
Of course, and Nolan's a great story. Played indie ball, signed with the Mets, living out his dream. And we said
went to high school with Grant Hartwig, right?
Went to high school with Grant Hartwig, that's correct, in Michigander. And he misses bats, plain and simple. So great start for Nolan Klenny.
Dressed as John Cena for Halloween.
That's right. But yeah, this Rumble Ponies team is just brimming with talent throughout the lineup. It's a deep, deep lineup. Matt Rudick's a guy who it's really a shame that he got hurt last year. This time last year, he was catching attention. He went on a home run barrage in April. Remember, I reached out to somebody and, you know, asked for a little information about Matt Rudick. Not a guy many Met fans know about, and I was told it's the pull side power that is really catching the Mets' eye. Not something that they had seen in 2021 when he was drafted or even going back to college at San Diego State, but all of a sudden he was hitting the ball in the air to the pull side, a guy who walked more than he struck out last year, a guy who has a .415 on-base percentage dating back to the start of last year. Hurt his shoulder late in the season, but he's fully healthy now. Saw him at spring training. Said he's feeling great, and he's off to a good start. So Matt Rudick, a sneaky prospect that can really climb up rankings and get on the radars with a good couple months here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know the reference Pretty Sneaky Sis?
I don't know.
You don't know what that's from?
I do not.
You never heard it before?
Nope.
It's from a Connect 4 commercial in the 90s. It was a big.
I know Connect 4, but I don't know the reference.
It was a commercial where like the kid won, and then no, the sister wins, and then the brother goes, "Pretty sneaky, sis," and that was like a big thing. So I was about to say that, but I had a feeling you didn't know that.
I did not.
I didn't go there. I kind of went there, but I didn't. All right, let's move on to the Brooklyn Cyclones, who played the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Brooklyn lost 4-1 on Friday. They lost 4-2 on Saturday. They lost 1-0 on Sunday. And you're probably thinking to yourself, that doesn't sound like a good weekend. But there's always a bright side, especially in minor league baseball.
Oh, yeah.
One of those bright sides is Calvin Ziegler on Sunday tossed 4 perfect innings with 9 strikeouts. And a little hint for you all, a little preview, a little appetizer. Calvin Ziegler will be the interview featured on Future of Flushing this week. But here's a little note on that. We're going to throw that on the Meet at the Apple audio feed. You'll be able to get that on the Mets YouTube as normal, but if you want to hear that interview, you got to go over to Meet at the Apple because Wednesday, you want your updates.
Yeah. Yeah, Ziegler pitched in the spring breakout game, as did Brandon Sproat, who hasn't yet debuted for the Cyclones. And Ziegler, he came in, I think he closed that game out, actually pitched the 7th inning. And the induced vertical break on that fastball, what I mean by that is the 4-seamer just had rise. Opposing hitters, the Mets played the Nationals in that game, just swinging underneath it constantly. Ziegler you might know the name, taken in 2021 by the Mets. Missed a lot of last year due to injury. He has been a guy who's gotten an incredible amount of buzz, and he lived up to that in his season debut with the 9 strikeouts, the 4 perfect innings. At one point, he had struck out 8 consecutive hitters. The fastball sits 96, 97, 98. Slider that falls off the table. Really, really makes it tough on opposing hitters when it comes to swing decisions in the box. Those two, Ziegler and Sproat, for Brooklyn, if you live in the area, get yourself out to Maimonides Park. These guys are going to be lighting it up all spring, all summer long, until they're eventually in Binghamton, which you never know how short it'll be before that happens, because these two guys have dominant stuff. They both pitched and dominated in that spring breakout game, and Ziegler, right out of the gate, dominates on Sunday.
Ziegler, jacked kid.
Good Canadian boy. Big legs.
Like, dude, that's what I was about to bring up. Legs. I think I brought it up to him in the interview. I was like, dude, you have some monster legs.
Yeah, those are some tree trunks he's got there.
I noticed them from when we were interviewing Sproat. I noticed Ziegler standing, waiting for us to interview him, and I got distracted because I was like, that boy's got some thick meat legs.
Yeah, my only beef is that, like many other Canadians that play baseball, not a hockey guy, but we'll talk about that more. Vito and I have a resolution, and it's to not get lost in the sauce too much this year on Future of Flushing.
Not too much, but we're still going to have a little bit of fun. Of course. We're still going to enjoy ourselves.
Of course.
But, you know, now we're also doing Meet at the Apple, the official Mets podcast, and we're doing Future of Flushing.
Yeah.
So we want to spread our banter across all instead of just, you know, giving you guys 45 minutes where 30 of it is minor league baseball talk and 15 of it is sushi
nonsense,
talk.
Let's be honest.
Nonsense.
Yeah, but let's talk about some not-nonsense. Another big pitching performance for the Cyclones over the weekend. Felipe De La Cruz, he started on Saturday. He tossed 4 scoreless innings. He pitched the majority of his year for Low A St. Lucie in 2023. He was promoted late in the season, pitched for the Cyclones a little bit. He's now thrown 21 innings in High A, and he has a 2.14 ERA, an exciting live arm from the left side. Another guy to keep in mind. And William Lugo, he had a big weekend, had a couple of hits on Friday, drew 3 walks, which I love to see on Saturday. So a nice breakout weekend, opening weekend for Billy Barrels, back with the Brooklyn Cyclones.
Now let's finish this episode up talking about the St. Lucie Mets, who played the Daytona Tortugas. I had a lot of struggle saying that name last year, and I just crushed it right now. So
you worked on it over the offseason.
You know, it was spring training for everybody.
That's right.
So St. Lucie Mets went 1-2 over the weekend. And a lot of guys who we interviewed had a great weekend over in PSL. You got Nick Morabito homered in the season opener on Friday. Colin Houck drove in the game-winning RBI in a 5-4 walk-off win with a sac fly. And he also just looked all around good in that game, especially for somebody just coming out of high school.
He did. And it's, you know, I like that the Mets put him at St. Lucie playing against some older competition, but a first-round pick, challenging the kid, and so far he's been up to the task. Elsewhere with the St. Lucie Mets, Ronald Hernandez had a nice weekend. He went 2-for-4. Another former guest, that's right. And I want to highlight two guys who weren't mentioned too much last year in the Future of Flushing. One was, one wasn't. Jesus Baez, hitting rockets all over the field, had a 106.1 mile-an-hour triple. He also hit into some hard luck. He went 1-for-5 on Saturday, but I think he had 3 hard-hit balls. And Wyatt Huedepol, the Mets' fourth-round pick, from UNC Charlotte last year, and if the name sounds familiar, well, first of all, it's spelled H-U-D-E-P-O-H-L, but pronounced Huedepol, and like Ziegler, and like his teammate Jonah Tong on Sunday, we'll get to that in a sec, Huedepol dazzled on Saturday, struck out 6 over 3 innings, and all 6 came with the breaking ball, a great pitch, a great weapon of Huedepol's. So another one of those pitchers that the Mets took. The last 3 years, the draft has just turned out arm after arm after arm for the Mets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And you hear it when you listen to Future of Flushing.
You do, and let's talk about one more guy. John brought him up a second ago. Jonah Tong struck out 11 hitters. I saw Jonah Tong's name all over Twitter on my way to the ballpark on Sunday to record Meet at the Apple and to record this.
You know what, Jonah Tong, another Canadian.
Jonathan, we talked to him about being a Canadian. We played a game with him. Him and Calvin Ziegler worked out together. They became friends in their time at the St. Lucie Complex last year. But one thing, I mean, look, I'm not going to tell you what to buy. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But I'm going to tell you, if you're new to listening to Future of Flushing, listen to this podcast, and maybe if you're on eBay and you're looking at cards, maybe use some of the information we're giving you, because we're giving you a real scoop into guys who could blow up one day.
Yeah, and you know, you hear a lot about the top-ranked guys, the Christian Scotts, but the Mets have arms throughout the system. I mean, just in the last 10 minutes, we mentioned Calvin Ziegler. We mentioned Jonah Tong. Ziegler's 21. Jonah Tong is 20 years old. We mentioned Felipe De La Cruz. We mentioned Wander Suarez. The Mets are rich with pitching talent throughout the organization. They are in a great position, whether it's continuing to develop guys, whether it's looking to make deals with other teams. The Mets have so many young arms that you might not know about, and if not, that's why you check out The Future of Flushing, and we're back, baby. It's good to be back.
It is good to be back, and what John just said, I do want to add on, like, this is the first time I feel like in my life where when trade time comes up, I am not afraid of, like, the Mets trading away everything they have, because there's just so many pieces in this system right now. They're just flush with talent. I mean, you could build a rotation from Syracuse down to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and you know what? There were, you know, in 2021, there were times where the Mets had some TBDs, injuries happened, a lot of games in not many days, a lot of rainouts, things like that. And they didn't really have answers.
No, we were going to the Ducks.
Yeah, there weren't answers.
We were going to the Ducks. We weren't going to the Syracuse Mets. We were going to the Ducks for starting pitchers.
This is no longer the case.
No.
Now, I'm not saying that a 20-year-old Jonah Tong is going to be called up to make a start in New York.
But that's why Jose Buttrell was able to come up last year.
Yeah.
That wasn't here in 21.
Yeah.
If a guy like Buttrell was able to come up in 21, the Mets easily could have kept that first place lead they had almost up to the last week of the season.
There's a logjam of talent. There are guys who probably should be pitching at levels higher than they are, just because there simply aren't roster spots available. That's the situation in the Mets minor league system right now.
Yeah.
That's how deep it is. So a lot to be excited about.
You can only have so many starting pitchers on a team.
You can only have so many arms. You're right. But there's just so much to be excited about on both sides of the ball. The big names, the guys you might not know as well that you learned about. Remember, this time last year, most Met fans didn't really know who Jett Williams was. Sure, he was the 14th overall pick in the 2022 draft, but there really wasn't much out there about him.
I would say 95%.
Oh, this time last year, no.
Yeah,
no.
95%
Tyler Stewart,
of the kids, no.
No.
None of them knew about. We hadn't started the podcast yet, but we were talking about them.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
Because we had done a few interviews. I mean, we had not officially started the nightly recap, but we spoke to a bunch of these guys at spring training last year.
Yeah, each year, new guys break out, guys you hadn't heard of.
East Coast Dodgers starts here.
That's true. Steve Cohen even talked about it when he went on CNBC last week. He mentioned that, you know, one of
Did he mention us?
He should have, but I don't
know. That would have been cool. Imagine if you were listening to CNBC and you heard him say, hey, yeah, I was listening to these two guys that work for me talking about the future of Flushing.
Yeah. I don't know if that was the case, but he has talked about it since day one. He continues to talk about it. Building the farm system is how you build sustained success in this league.
That was a really interesting emphasis.
It's true.
I mean, no, I just meant like you put emphasis
staccato,
on every word.
Staccato. And each year since he's taken over, if you pay attention, you can see the tangible growth throughout the system. And, you know, the Mets have done a good job scouting. We've talked to guys like Drew Toussaint. We've talked to Steve Barningham on the international side, and they've done a good job developing. And those fruits are starting to finally blossom at the major league level, and it will only continue to blossom. A guy like Brett Beatty, for instance, drafted by the Mets, developed by the Mets, spent a lot of time in spring training working with the guys that he worked with closely in the minor leagues. A guy like Colin Hetzler, who is the AAA hitting coach right now. Francisco Alvarez, one of the bright young stars in the game today. Signed by the Mets internationally.
Francisco
developed
Alvarez, early in the year, putting off just an all-star campaign.
100%. So more is coming. More is coming, and that's why we're here to tell you what to expect. We want to make you the smartest fan in your section.
Smartest fan in your section.
That's right.
I almost forgot about that from last year. All right, guys. So listen, subscribe to this podcast.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Future of Flushing. Also, listen to Meet at the Apple, all on Apple and Spotify. You can follow us on the Mets on the Mets YouTube, and you know, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Vito F. Khaleesi. John is at JMB9191. John's been more active on there now. He's been throwing up stats. He's been throwing up numbers. Did you like my little rib at you yesterday? You didn't like that?
No.
Why?
Because my daughter's like all over the place, and I'm just trying to keep up with her.
So I can't make a little joke?
You can, but, you know.
Dude, used to be mad fun. Now you don't even like jokes, bro. All right.
It's busy time.
And we'll see you all Wednesday morning.
See you in the future.